Well, good morning. This is Tom Moulton, and I'm your host for today. And we got a really great show today. We're going to be talking about the Rotary Club of Tucson and the Classic Car Show that's coming up on October 18th. I think I have the leadership team here. Good morning to all of you.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
I like to kind of just briefly, it's kind of a tradition here that when you take the time, you get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and make your way to the studio, and it doesn't help when the host is 5 minutes late, but we're all here on time at 7:03 when we start our show. I'm here every Thursday. I think I mentioned that, and we have a really great group of people that are here every weekday, including we were talking in yesterday's show from Grant Kruger and wonderful restaurant fellow and great keeper of St. Philip's Plaza, probably one of the best outdoor area, I think, for in this community, because you don't hear cars. You're inside a plaza with a stage, and he's a great friend as well. So, David White, you're the chair of the Classic Car Show, but I've known you as Mr. Ticket Seller and the events.
Oh, yeah.
And I've had an opportunity to be at Little Anthony's and the Fairgrounds and the Greek Festival, and you name it, we've been there. And you're actually always, it seems like, at top of the list of the top ticket sellers. So your dedication to Rotary is well known. So just a few minutes about who is David White.
Gosh, I'm just me. That's I joined Rotary in 2013. Rotary actually gave me a scholarship to go to college in 1971.
See, did you know that?
So
I didn't know that.
They partially funded my first year of college. I just had a little hometown Rotary Club that called me in and said, hey, we're going to give you a scholarship.
Wow.
So in 2013, I just got to find a Rotary Club and join it. And I found this Rotary Club and have been participating and trying to give back ever since.
And you're a great leader. Are you a past president as well?
No.
Well, why
not,
is that?
Not
that's
yet.
Hard to imagine. Yeah, that's hard to imagine.
No,
you know?
And I won't be a future president.
Well, just keep selling those tickets.
You know, politics is just not my thing. It is, you give me a job and say, get it done, and I'll do that.
And you do it. And he gets to drive the Corvette more than anybody else. So that's kind of a neat
job.
Now,
sadly, I had to drive it up to Pine Top a couple of weeks ago for the Run to the Pines show.
It wasn't that last year's, ticket that was drawn from Pine Top? Or am I remembering right?
The last two were drawn in Pine Top.
I should have driven up to Pine Top, guys, you know. Good morning as well, David, again. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Tom.
And Drew Vactor, you are, we call, the unofficial historian, but you're going to be talking a lot about the history of Rotary and the car show and so on. So good morning. A little bit about Drew.
Good morning. Well, I've been in our Rotary Club here for almost 40 years now.
Wow.
Of which about 35 of those years I had perfect attendance. Rotary meets every week. And so during the pandemic, that kind of broke. But I've seen a lot of Rotary, been to the headquarters in Evanston, Illinois. And so you have a little bit of background in Rotary. And my wife, who's also here, is an honorary member of our club, and she's central to the car show. So at our house this time of year, it's all car show.
Yeah, and Candy's here. And Candy, swing around and just kind of look at Dave's mic there and say good morning. I know you're not going to be able to hear yourself, but
good morning, all.
I'm so glad you're here. You're the corraler of the classic car, so we're going to hear a lot about you at the 8 o'clock hour. But if you have anything to say, just raise your hand. You know, push the microphone away from David and say what you need to say.
Absolutely. It's going to be a great car show, that I can tell you.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're going to get that rain done this weekend.
And it'll be clear and beautiful and cool and wonderful.
And the grass will be green.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Well, good morning again to Candy and to Dr. Rogers. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Tom.
You know, the future of the Rotary Club of Tucson, that's going to be a big topic.
I'm
anxious to hear about that. We'll roll that in. You'll probably be on more towards the end, but we want to make sure you have plenty of time in order, because I think we're all anxious to hear that, aren't we? I mean, you know, because we enjoy going every Wednesday to the meeting. But, you know, and we always bring up, are we going to have another car show? and this is the 19th annual, so that's going to be hard to replace that. But maybe you have some thoughts of how you can enhance.
Well, every year we vote about whether to have another car show the next year, and it's always been unanimous. Everybody's very much in favor of continuing the car show tradition.
And we're going to talk about somewhere in the show about why a Corvette, okay? I know it's a neat car, you know, and guys like you can fit in, but I can't get out of one. Once I'm in, I just want to keep driving it. Has nothing to do with my statue.
So David here, who's had the fun of driving the Corvette a lot, I have driven the new our prize Corvette about 20 feet at the Doosan Convention Center. I'm 6'2", and I had to haul myself out of that car, but it's a very cool car.
It is a cool car, and I drove it out of the Pima Community College, Dave, you may remember. I can't remember where I drove it to, but I was so scared for the first 2 miles. And if you remember the first time you were on that go-kart track, and your parents were looking at you, and he doesn't know how to steer. And by the third lap, you're steering, you're bumping, you're going, and you're putting the gas pedal down, so it comes real easy.
Yeah, you did great, and you didn't bump anything, which is great too.
No. That was that one time, and I think I was nearby, but not there in particular when we had that little incident at the Tucson Meet Yourself. But those are probably some of the stories that might come out, you know. But was that O'Reilly that fixed it up for you, right, and everything?
O'Reilly has been a fantastic partner for us. You know, they have fixed our car every time. I mean, the big archway that they had at Tucson Meet Yourself,
right,
fell over when a truck backed into it, and it fell over and took off the mirror. The driver's side mirror of the Corvette, and pretty much ruined the top too.
Oh boy!
So they had to do a big fix up, and I'll tell you, O'Reilly has been great, and they've been giving us, you know, a nice deal on these new Corvettes that we've been buying.
Yeah, a good story is that when we decided we wanted the brand new Corvette. And hold that story for later, because that's a great story how we were one of the few that got a brand new Corvette with the engine in the middle.
Yeah, that was the 71.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, excuse me, 2001.
2001, yes, yeah. 71. What was I doing in 1971? I think
I had a 71 Scout.
I was in college still, so, you know. Well, it's so great to have all of you here. And the fact that we have a historian here to talk a little bit. But Dave, let's start a little bit about, and we'll go right over to Drew, but because I want to bring it home first, but then we'll go wide. Normally people go wide and then they go home. But I think it's important to lead with the leader of this group, in a sense, even though we're a team, is, and if you, and again, we only have 2 minutes, and we'll go to a brief history, 2 minutes of, what has Rotary meant to you personally in your life?
Well, I was a pastor for many years.
Okay.
And I just sort of got burnt out on the emphasis on so much religious stuff. And that's when I retired from pastoring, I found a Rotary Club. And it is my way of giving back. And it's my service to God. It's unbelievable to me, because to me, the mission of Rotary is to facilitate peace on earth and goodwill toward all human beings through acts of service and kindness and goodness. And I love that. To me, that's what it's all about.
There's a lead-in for you, Drew. Rotary, when did it start? Why did it start?
Now, Rotary actually is over 100 years old. It started in 1905 in Chicago, Illinois, with some business people who weren't getting to know each other in the community, and they wanted to interact with each other so that they could then make their community a better place and eventually the world a better place. And so a man named Paul Harris, who was an attorney, got together dissimilar business people to meet once a week at each other's offices, and they would rotate. Hence the name Rotary. And it grew very, very quickly. The Phoenix 100 Club, which was the last one that had a number attached to its name, was actually formed in 1914. So it was quite a few years, 9 years until that was formed. And then we didn't open here as a Rotary Club until 1921. But in the early days of Rotary here, of course, it was a small club, the remnants of the Tucson Business Luncheon Group that turned into to Rotary. And today we have about 250 members in our club. To me, it's been an important part of my life. When I was active, I met many people in this town over the years because I owned the Tack Room restaurant.
Oh.
And so when I was there, I worked 80 hours a week, and that was my chance to escape from that and see the real world outside the restaurant business. But when I retired, I thought, well, maybe Rotary isn't that valuable anymore. And in fact, it turned out to be quite the opposite. It's the center of our world pretty much today. And there are 35,000 Rotary clubs around the world, and we have made up at a lot of them in various different countries. And it's kept us in touch with the community and the world and gives us a sense that, as Dave said, we can give back to our community and hopefully make Tucson and the world a better place.
Well, it's you know, wonderful that we're still here after 100 years. So are we 102 or 103 right now?
Well, Tucson Rotary actually came together on February 14th in 1921, but we got our charter on April Fool's Day. April 1st in 1921. So, yeah, we're a little over 100 years old now. Some people knew it as the Downtown Rotary Club because originally it formed downtown, but it's always been called the Rotary Club of Tucson. And for 37 years after the fire at the Pioneer Hotel and had to move, it was at Midtown at the Doubletree. And a few years ago, we said, let's go back to our roots, and now we do meet down at the Convention Center downtown.
Well, we'll be right back, and we're going to hear a lot more about Rotary of Tucson, and we're going to hear about this little teeny car show that's going on the 18th. It's an all-day affair, and you get a chance to win a brand-new car, right?
Correct.
And it's Corvette, and we're going to talk a little bit about why the Corvette. What's David's favorite color? Blue, red, and maroon. I mean, I see all of these, and they're beautiful cars.
Stay tuned.
This is the morning show, and we'll be right back. Thank you, David. Well, we're back, and good morning, and a special welcome to our co-host, Tim Vimmerstedt. You love cars, don't you, Tim?
I am a big car guy.
Thank you, and
good morning to you and all of your guests.
All right.
Thank you, Tim, and we want to make sure that you have the ability, because when we start talking about the cars, when Candy starts talking about how we roll 400 cars in, you know, we're certainly going to talk about her favorites. I'm sure that'll come up, and we'll talk about all the different kinds of classic cars that are here. You know, 400 cars seems like a really big show to me. I'm not really a car show guy like Tim is, but when you see that aerial that we had in our Facebook ad and that you have on your website, that's a lot of cars.
It is. It's actually 430.
Okay, breaking news right here, Dave, David White. Thank you. Well, welcome back, everyone, to Drew and Candy and Dr. Rogers. And I forgot about you in the tack room. I mean, what a great story that has been for many, many, many years. Was that the only 5-star restaurant in town, I think, if I remember right?
It was the only 5-star in Arizona and one of only two in Western United States. The other was in San Francisco, Ernie's Restaurant.
More breaking news. I mean, you know, good historical aspect. I think we missed the tack room. You know, I love Danny and Cercato's and, you know, all that kind of stuff that goes on, you know, with some of the – we have a lot of great chefs here, of course, with the Tucson City of Gastronomy certification now for 10 years. So we have a lot of good local food. There's no question about that. Now, there's this thing coming up on the 18th that's kind of – as we talked about now, 430 cars. It is the signature fundraising event for the Rotary Club of Tucson. And Drew, let's talk just a little bit more and get a little bit more history, you know, again, of why Rotary was formed. What are the things that are still, you know, true to Rotary's mission? And then I think I'm going to sneak in a little bit early, but we're running a little bit late, you know, so I may have to cut you off. But I think, what does that four-way test mean? I think that's something on your plate that we'd love to hear about.
Before we get to the four-way test, I should tell you, Tom, that that song that was just playing was about a Model A, and that's what I drove to high school was a Model A. So
we're not showing our age on this show, but you can tune into YouTube or Facebook, and you can see us live.
Well, the Rotary Club of Tucson actually came from, as I mentioned, the Tucson Business Luncheon Club, and they wanted a national affiliation, so they asked their secretary of the club at that time, Orville Speedy McPherson, who was the first four-sport letterman at the University of Arizona, who was a member of the club, said, can you get a national organization? And Kiwanis and Rotary both showed up on the same day on February 14, 1921. And they were meeting on two floors. So Orville was on one, and the president of the luncheon club, a man named Jack Lyman, was on the other floor, and they were entertaining, and Orville's going back and forth, and they said, you know, they're both good. We can't choose. And so eventually they decided that the members under 50 would become Rotarians and those over 50 would become Kiwanians. And that's how both clubs started in 1921. So Orville was a journalist by trade, but he was a Rotarian for 60 years. The more famous person who actually was a president of our club in 1933 and 34 is J.F. Pop McHale, for which Pop, which McHale Center is named. He joined the U of A in 1914 when there were only 500 students there, and he was the coach for football, basketball, baseball, and track, and became the first AD and served as AD from 1914 to 1957, hence the name on McHale Center. He died in 1967 at almost 80 years old. But Rotary really is formed around a concept of something called the four-way test. It was developed in 1932 by a national, Rotary International is the national organization that we're under. And Rotary International had a president named, he wasn't a president yet, but he would be a president, Herb Taylor. And he wanted to make sure he had a mission and a statement that was non-religious, non-religious, non-political, that would work for everyone. And so he developed the four things that we, they call it the four-way test of the things we think, say, or do. And the first one is the most important one, I think, in Rotary, and that is it the truth? And Dave and I were talking about some things that we've done in Rotary to make sure everybody was happy at the end of the day, and mm-hmm. we make sure that it's the truth.
So since we're all marketing people here today, we're going to tell nothing but the truth.
Well, that's what we
absolutely.
Do in Rotary. But the things we do in our lives and in our businesses. And
yes.
And it helped a lot of businesses. The second one, is it fair to all concerned? The third is, will it build goodwill and better friendships? And the fourth is, will it be beneficial to all concerned? And I have this hanging in the wall in my home office, and I'm sure most of our members have it either in their commercial office or their home office or both. And it really is the way we live our lives. And when you make up Rotary around the world at clubs, I mean, I've made up in clubs that spoke different languages, one that was Chinese in Canada, one was Italian in Rome. And yet the four-way test is always hanging on a banner on the wall, because around the world, these are the rules that Rotarians go by.
And you have to kind of live it, breathe it. I mean, you know, obviously believe in it. When I became a Rotarian back in 2017, I remember that because that's the day I retired. It was a glorious day, and I stayed retired for 2 weeks, and then I got this gig, which is great, and got a chance to really, say hi to a lot of folks that I've met here since I've been here. And I got here in 1997 to help reopen Old Tucson Studios after the disastrous fire. And the more I heard about the fire and the more I learned about the fire, it was just one of those things that could have been avoided, you know. And so I've been trying now as their GM, and I was their landlord for 17 years, and now as the executive director of the Attractions Alliance, I still work with them day in and day out to help them restore what we lost during that fire. And great people are running it right now, heritage folks from Durango, railroad people, you know. So but one day they will bring one of their trains to Old Tucson. If you're listening, Tony, play this for John, please. So this four-way test, when you walk into our meetings every Wednesday at the TCC, we got a brand new kind of renovated ballroom, is our home, and we meet almost every week. I think there's 1 week now we take off, and do a roundabout with all of our Rotarian friends.
Second Tuesday.
Yes, and it's on every single time we're in the meeting. The four-way test is right there at the stage, right by the podium. And not that we need to be reminded, but I can tell you it has brought wonderful respect, integrity, you know, to the gentlemen and ladies that we, it used to be an all-male club, but we won't talk about that too much. But we're going to be right back. Okay. When did we allow women to come in?
1988.
Or when I would say, when did women want to come in? Not
women.
Because women wanted to come in. Sorry about that.
Some of us wanted women to come in.
Absolutely.
Some did not.
And it's a much better club.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back. This is the Morning Voice, and we're talking about Rotary and the Classic Car Show and the four-way test. We'll be right back. And we're back. Mm-hmm. Where else can you hear all these wonderful songs about cars?
Yeehaw.
Are we talking about a classic car show here today, you think? You know, as you can tell, we're kind of teasing it because at the 8 o'clock hour, we're really going to go into a lot of the details. We have the experts here, the folks that help get the cars here and get them all parked, ready to go. And as we call Candy the Corraler, thank you again, Candy, for being here, and Drew and Dr. Rogers and Tim Vimmerstedt and Matt. Drew, we got a great group here today, and we were talking about the four-way test, Dave, and you had mentioned something during the break. Could you share that with the audience?
Oh, yeah. I think that this is a really important thing because the four-way test with 35,000 clubs worldwide all adhering to this four-way test that from within, it's our integrity. It's what we believe in. It's what we practice, both in business and in person. So when we do a project worldwide, like a water project or a sewage project or any kind of project, which there are hundreds of them every year, we're not giving to some unknown group that is afar off. We're working with another local Rotary club in Pakistan, for example. That has relationships with people in Afghanistan, and they made a university for women in Afghanistan. And that kind of partnership with another club across the world makes all the difference in the world, where we know that our investment is being invested with integrity and with purpose.
You know, they say the Olympics, it brings, you know, countries and different opinions together. I think probably Rotary is a huge part of that. We talk about that in my organization called Skull, where we have we're in 85 nations, not like Rotary.
Yeah.
And Israel has a club, and Pakistan has a club. And many of the other Middle East have clubs, and they do joint meetings, okay? And they have to have special permission, you know, to do that because of border crossings and all that kind of stuff. But it's just amazing. But when you have a common denominator like Rotary, I can see why that has come together. And how many clubs did you say there were?
35,000, right?
35,000 clubs. In Tucson, Southern Arizona alone, how many clubs do we have?
It's about 15.
15 clubs. Now, all of them are invited to be part of the Classic Car Show, and some are participating. It is a big community fundraiser. We're all part of the community. But they also do their own thing, too. But they do it under the four-way test.
Yes, and our car show is 100% volunteer event. There's no paid staff to do this.
No. We have a lady in the business office, but when you ask her about the car show, she says you need to ask Dave.
Yeah.
Dave knows where to go. Now, there are a few things that we want to share in our limited time, is that there is a this little guy that ran Microsoft, okay, the impact him and Rotary have done with the world. And then, of course, we probably do want to mention our friend TJ and how the bicycling community has come together to support this international mission of Rotary International. True?
Well, the Ride to End Polio, which is part of the Tour de Tucson, is the biggest fundraiser each year to end polio on the planet. Only smallpox has ever been eradicated, but we're down to just two nations now, which is Afghanistan and Pakistan, and those are pretty hard nations to get rid of it. But when we started this drive over 20 years ago to end polio, there were hundreds of thousands of children that died each year and were permanently paralyzed, and we're down to just these two countries now, so it's been wonderful. And yes, you're correct, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has played a huge part. They match our donations 2 to 1 of what we do. But in the Tour de Tucson, which this year is on November 22nd, the members of our club participate in that. And that particular event has raised $72 million to date to end polio.
And with 35,000 clubs, we see a lot of people from those clubs here during our tour week, don't
including
we?
The executive director of Rotary, who comes in from Evanston and brings a people come just to see him and ride with him.
And they all look great in their spandex, don't they?
And this was all started by Mike Harris, who unfortunately died, but he and his wife Charlotte Harris were the starters of this in 2009.
Mike was
Charlotte is a past president of our club as well.
Mike was big in the DM, Davis Monthan, community support as well, if I remember right.
He was a big man about town.
He
did a lot of great things in Tucson. But his wife, Charlotte, became president of our club, and I want to touch back on that subject just as we went to break there. We were talking about women in Rotary.
Yes.
Which started in 1988, and actually the first woman in Arizona to join Rotary came in just slightly earlier in 1987. It was Linda Rumack who joined Pantano Rotary, and she was the first woman in Rotary. So I joined Rotary in 1986, and one of the things I said is the future of Rotary's got to be to have women in the club. And around the world, Rotary is growing. In the United States, it was a little bit stagnant, and I said that's got to be the future of Rotary. So I submitted the first woman, and that stopped all nominations for 9 months in Rotary. In our club, and she was eventually rejected, interestingly enough, because they wanted to make our longtime executive director, Helen Middleton, the first woman member. She'd been the executive director 30 years, and they made her the first woman member. And I turned right around and nominated Nina Trasoff, who is still in the club today, and she was just on the board the last 2 years and has been a great Rotarian. And so women, I still think, are just an integral part of Rotary. If you want something done, ask a busy woman to do it.
Yeah, when you think of public service here in Tucson, you do think of Nina, don't you? You know, and they keep calling her back. You know, somebody steps down. Would you like to be the city council again? Sure, why not, you know?
But many of the presidents of the United States, I don't know if it's many, but quite a few presidents of the United States were Rotarians, which is very interesting, from Woodrow Wilson and Warren Harding to Franklin Delano Roosevelt on in recent years to Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, George W. Bush. It's not something that just happens in your location. It's something that happens around the world, and they were all active Rotarians. And a lot of famous people were Rotarians as well, that names you might know. Neil Armstrong in Wapakoneta, Ohio. We've actually been to his museum there in Wapakoneta. It's a beautiful museum. Sir Winston Churchill was a member in London. Walt Disney in Palm Springs. General George Marshall was in four different clubs, but was always active in Rotary. James Cash, J.C. Penney, was an active Rotarian in New York City, and Orville Wright of Flyer fame in Dayton, Ohio. So, I mean, Rotary is pretty well known, and we're trying to keep it that way.
Yeah, you know, I mentioned Skull, is that we had the head of tourism for Marriott. It was a Skull member, and I had the opportunity to be at a press conference with him. So I go over to the cameraman, and I say, can you zoom in on that pin? And right there, everybody knew that he was part of our organization, and instant acceptance, you know. And now, not only is polio very important to help eradicate, and Rotary adopting it with and Bill Gates 2 to 1, quite there's a tremendous amount of local charities that are benefit from the Tucson Classic Car Show. And I thought we at least. Part of the 90-second tease as we get more into the Classic Car Show. Who wants to handle that one as far as who are the last who were the last three charities that benefit from the Classic Car Show, and who are the three right now?
Well, we're
that's Doctor.
Dr. Alan Rogers here, retired 1 year. I think our theme in Rotary at the car show is raise money to support education, job training, people needing rehab and recovery from different problems in their lives. So this year we're supporting the Pima Community College. We do Job Path, and then the AmFi Echo program, which I think is a very interesting idea. It's basically after-school daycare organized through the AmFi school district. And they have a lot of kids who are financially challenged, and the mothers need to work. But when they have childcare duties, and a lot of them are single mothers, they need a place for the child to go in the afternoon so they can continue to work and earn enough money to support the family. So it's a great program. And over the years, we've had many, many organizations like that we have supported. One that I'm proud of is the Reading Seed, where we have promoted reading literacy and young people. We have supported their library and Make Way for Books, where we provide books free of charge to indigent families. It's shocking to me, as a physician, there's a lot of families in town where they have no books for the children in the household. And how do these kids learn how to read? Or the parents don't speak English, et cetera. So that has been a major organization that we've supported.
They should come over to my house at 5 years old, maybe four and a half. We got a call and from my daughter, and she said, our granddaughter just read her first book. From beginning to end. It's like one day she couldn't read, the next day she could read. And it was a glorious time for our family. Now, we'll be right back. We got one segment coming up for the 7 o'clock hour, and then we're going to get into this little thing we've been teasing called the Tucson Classic Car Show, being held on the 18th at the Gregory School. This is The Morning Voice, and I'm your host, Tom Moulton, and I have these wonderful folks here from the Rotary Club of Tucson. And don't go anywhere, because there's a lot more to talk about. Well, we're back at Tom Moulton, and we're talking about everything classic cars. That's Tim's favorite subject. So good morning, everybody. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Tom.
And welcome back. So we got a short segment here, and then we're going to get into this thing we've been teasing after the 8 o'clock hour. But Dr. Rogers, a lot of local charities benefit, not just with the car show, with the help of Rotary Club of Tucson, but let's talk specifically about how the community has benefit from the car show.
Well, the car show, the real purpose is to raise money for a bunch of civic organizations. Our theme is organizations that improve the quality of life in Tucson. Very simple. I can give you some numbers here that over the years of the car show, the Reading Seed Project, which is made to help children read better, especially children behind in their grade on reading, has received $509,000 from the car show over the years.
Wow.
The Make Way for Books, supplying books to children,
wow.
$342,000. And then JTED, basically high school for trades, has received $750,000 from us through the car show.
We help JTED get out of existing high schools and build their own school.
Yeah, so if you go to the JTED High School down on I-10 there, you'll see a Rotary emblem up on the side of the building. So we're very proud of that. It's been a fantastic thing.
Great legacy for Rotary and for I think that was very close to the 100th anniversary when all that was taking place, wasn't it?
That was
it?
Our 100th exactly. anniversary.
Okay,
yes.
All right.
And then how do we pick the charities or the civic organizations? But all of our members, and many of our members are very connected with different organizations, but they nominate one, and then we go through a very intense vetting process to determine if the charity is worthwhile and fits with our mission and four-way statement, et cetera. We also have a rule that that organization has to be functioning for at least 3 years. And so last year I nominated the Homing Project, which is an idea about supplying housing for homeless people, but they hadn't been around that long. less than 3 years. So there were not a candidate. So they all come up later, I think. But anyway, so the organizations are very much vetted, and we make sure that they're legitimate and financially stable and going to contribute to our city.
Yeah, and the gentleman that runs that committee, he past president.
Yes.
And could you mention him just for a few moments?
It's Jim Murphy.
Yes.
And he was the leader of the Pima Council on Aging for years, and also was on city council and some other things, but he's a very connected guy.
He ran the spring training operations for, I think, the first 2 years as
well.
That's how I got to know him.
Okay.
Working with Pima County in the spring training. So what a great guy.
Yeah, but he's the organizer of our vetting and charity selections.
It'd be good to note that he's handed that off now to Mary Ross.
Yes, okay. So time goes by, people get older. Sorry.
They do. So he's handed it off, and now, you know, that this is a part of the process, isn't it?
Well, he's 35 in Phoenix, so, you know.
Exactly.
Well, you know, there's so much we've been doing over the last 100-plus years, and we have assembled a great website so you can learn about everything about Rotary Club of Tucson.
Yes,
and
we have.
How to become a member, too.
You can find out about our car show and buy tickets up until the 15th, I believe, online at TucsonClassicsCarShow.com. And you can also volunteer. You know, I'd just like to say to this audience that it's not just Rotarians. It takes over 600 people to run this car show, and our club is only 240 people, and some of them aren't even physically able to participate in the car show. We count on people from our community to log on to that website, TucsonClassicsCarShow.com, and you can buy tickets, you can volunteer. So we'd love to have you there, and you can find out all about the car show on that website.
What about Rotary? What's the website there?
Oh, you know, some of you guys might want to be thinking about joining Rotary, too.
Yes. Yes.
TucsonRotary.org is our website, and we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, they all have wonderful information. It's updated almost daily by Dorina, our executive director, and we really appreciate all of the work that she does behind the scenes as well.
100%.
To make sure our business is running like a business, for sure. And it is a major event every week when we get together for lunch. Well, this is the Morning Voice, and we've been with the Rotary team. Don't go anywhere, because they're going to be back, because we're going to unveil all the information about the Tucson Classic Car Show, the 19th annual Classic Car Show. We'll be right back, and this is the Morning Voice, and I'm your host, Tom Moulton. Well, good morning. We're back, and it's the 8 o'clock hour, and boy, you are just seeing the Corvette that we're giving away, you know, but you have to buy a raffle ticket first. And Matt, we're going to give away some Classic Car Show tickets. Can you tell everybody how you can win these tickets? We're going to give away probably at least two or three pair, which means six tickets total. But let's see.
It's three pair then?
Yeah, three pair tickets. And I think if you're the top three callers, we'll make it simple. One, okay. Two, and three, you get to win. And we'll take down your names, and we'll get you tickets. And
give us a call, 520-790-2040, 790-2040, and I'll take your name and number, and you'll be going to the Tucson Car Show. You get a pair of tickets. Call now, 790-2040, 790-2040.
Now, what do you get with this ticket?
Well, you get entrance to the show, obviously, okay. And there's a stub on this. Put your name and phone number and email on it, and you are entered into a drawing for a brand new 2025 red Corvette.
And
very cool.
Torch
car.
Red.
Torch red. And if you were on YouTube or Facebook, you got a chance to see David driving the car. Dave has the privileges of driving the car out of the... Are we still storing it over at Pima Community College?
We are, in their automotive tech center.
That's right. They take good care of that car.
They
and
do.
And, of course, our friend Mr. O'Reilly watches over it for us as well, and a great sponsor of ours. And we have another sponsor, that we talked about, Candy, and that really has been part of this for a while.
We have, but I also want to say that
that drawing, that raffle, is also, if you don't win the car or if you don't want the car, there's also $40,000 that you can exchange for that. We have Tucson Appliance Center is giving $5,000 worth of appliances.
Who's a Rotarian?
Yes. Complete flooring is a $1,500 towards new flooring for you.
Also a Rotarian.
I need that.
Jack Furrier is going to put $1,000 for tires for you.
Oh. And Sean Furrier is a Rotarian.
Okay.
And Cartridge World of Tucson, $500 in gift cartridges.
There's another prize that is not on the list.
Ooh, really? a secret prize.
It is. It just came in late.
But okay.
It's a ceramic coating for your car, $1,500 value from Bob Moses.
Mm-hmm. Ceramic coating for your car. Tim, do you know anything about that?
I don't.
Okay. It's breaking news again.
It's a big step up from wax. We used to put wax in the car. Now you put a ceramic coating that protects the paint, makes it shiny, looks great.
And that's on for life.
It lasts forever.
And you just do it once. Yep.
And it doesn't get the scratches from the car wash or anything like
that?
No, it doesn't really do that.
But it does not... If rocks and tires and stuff from it doesn't protect from that, but it protects your car to be shiny and beautiful all the time.
See, I bet all the car folks today just learned something new as well. So that's great.
One of the other things when you buy that $10 ticket is that you're a winner anyway, because that money goes directly to the community charities that we give to.
Well, thank you, Candy, for sharing that. Now, we've been talking about the Rotary Club of Tucson, and that's over 100 years old, and the four-way test, and all these folks that are here with us. We have Drew Vactor and Candy Vactor and Dr. Alan Rogers, and, of course, the infamous Dave White. I call you David. You know,
Either way, I answered it both.
You haven't slapped me yet, so I think. But I have to tell you, this car show, I was a volunteer in my first time in 2017, and it was Cartridge World came to me, president at that time, and he goes, didn't you win Six Flags? I said, yeah. I said, what did you do? I said, I ran the parking lot. He said, you're it.
That was Chuck Sawyer, I'm sure.
That's right. It was Chuck. And I said, Chuck, you know what I noticed is that you got a tremendous dust storm there when it doesn't rain. And I said, how about if I get a water truck for you? And we got a water truck for him. And that same guy's been there ever since. You know, now we've had a little bit of rain sometimes where we didn't have to use as much of the water truck. Hopefully, I'm okay with no rain for next week, and because the water truck's out there controlling the dust.
Good.
And you know, I learned that from my Pima County days, because whenever you would nail a board together, you need to have a hose there to make sure you weren't causing any dust. You know, so I've never seen that anywhere in the United States other than Tucson, Arizona, or maybe Arizona. The car show coming up on the 18th. Now, this is the hour we're going to talk about the who, what, when, where, and why, and all the kinds of things that go on. But, you know, obviously we've heard about the reason why we do this car show. Okay, and Mr. Historian, grab the mic here real quick and just give me 1 minute. Why are we doing this car show?
Years ago, we made a commitment to Reading Seed that we would fund their operations, and we had no idea how to raise the money. So the Rotary Club of Tucson initially is what we called a check-writing club. The president would say, okay, everybody write a check for $100, and that's how we'd raise money. But we didn't have some things that were very important. And so when John Wong was president, he said, we need to have some very important things change in this club. Number one, instead of reaching in our pockets for all these things, we need to include the community, include OPM or other people's money into this operation. But the most important thing is we need camaraderie. We don't need you guys saying, hi, how are you, and writing a check. We need you to actually get together and work together. And so it's really built the camaraderie of our club, and I think that's really the most important thing we've done.
We do rally, we'll use a car term there, around this show for sure. All of us look forward to it. And as Dave, you mentioned, volunteers are so, and thank you, Drew, that volunteers are so important. It's just not the Rotarians that really put their heart and soul into this show.
That is absolutely right. We garner a lot of participation from family members, from clubs like the Boy Scouts, from our beneficiaries, and hopefully from the community. So if you want to volunteer, you know, and slot some beautiful cars or something like that, you can volunteer for just a shift on our website at TucsonClassicsCarShow.com. And we would love, I mean, we just welcome everyone in our community to come out and volunteer for this, be a part of it.
And it's a real easy sign up. I had to sign up. All the Rotarians had to sign up for their job.
Yes.
I'm going to be one of the ticket guys out there. I go between the parking lot, the buses, the front gate. We want to make sure everybody has a ticket, or maybe two tickets. You know, twice the chance to win a brand new Corvette. Now, Drew, we're going to switch over to your lovely wife here, and because I think we do want to know a little bit about how this car show came about, which we have talked about, but we didn't mention some of the other Rotarians that were behind the scene here and to get this car show. Dr. Wu was very important, but there was also this little chicken guy, too, that was in charge.
Well, at that time, we say Dr. John Wong was the one who came up with the idea. He was the president at that time. And the president-elect was a gentleman by the name of Arne Jacobson.
Yes.
Arne, of course, is of Lucky Wishbone favor. But John just looked at him and said, Arne, make me a car show. Actually, it wasn't quite that simple. A lot of Rotarians got together and tried to decide what would be a sustainable thing, a sustainable event that we could do. We could have the Rotarians work and volunteers and a community-based thing. We could have people actually know each other instead of just having lunch with each other because they were doing something common. So Arne, this club decided that a car show might be a good idea, but at that time there was no car show in Tucson.
Really? Not even Little Anthony's?
No, it was not there. And it used to be the car show for the Casa Los Niños.
Oh, yes, right.
And they gave it up because they didn't have the volunteers. That's why we need volunteers. But when Casa went out of that business, the car owners themselves and the car clubs came to Rotary and said, we need a car show. And so that's how the car show was born. The first year was the easiest year we did because we had no rules.
That makes it harder, too.
But there was
we had no idea.
There was a somewhat of a definition. Was classic in front of the name?
It was always determined to be a classic.
Okay, so model show. A's and model T's were okay.
Exactly. and we do that. We actually say we want last century cars.
Yes.
Except for a few Corvettes. Well, a few little areas that we do allow. You know, we have a super sports car area. We have 39 different classifications for these cars. There are 58 different car manufacturers who are represented on this field of 430 cars. It is mind-blowing when you see. And they're divided all into year bases and whether they're modified or whether they're stock. And when you see a stock car that is 75 years old and absolutely looks like it came off the line, it is breathtaking.
Now, you didn't know how to do a car show, but you pulled it off. And it's my understanding that you had a lot of folks that wanted to be in this car show for that first year.
Oh, yeah, it was over 500 cars at that time. We had them tucked everywhere.
Yeah, where did you park them?
I mean, I think they were on the roof. I don't
everywhere.
Well, we're going to be hold that thought. We're going to go into our first break. But we're going to end this segment with a very important song regarding cars. So, Matt, take it away, sir. All right, Matt, thank you for the car concert today. And you can guess we're talking.
That's you and Tim. You guys put that together.
That's right. Timmy, Thank you very much, sir, for doing the music selection, get that word out, of all the famous car songs in your history. Tim is a car freak, a car nut, but he's also an aviation nut, too. Mm. So Tim and I work together in several parks together, and we've been collaborators for, I don't know, now 30 years. And every time I get to be with Tim, I learn new things. I had no idea when I hired him he was an aviation guy. I thought he was a food guy, a catering guy, you know, and a sales guy. And the next thing I know, I invite him to a car show. Right, Tim? You were at the car show.
That's right. I was your guest for several years.
Yeah, and you were also, you did a booth there. We forgot about there are community booths there as well, from all kinds of community booths.
We have good vendors who come in, yes.
And we have, of course, the food. You know,
a great food court. We've got like 10 trucks there, food trucks.
Absolutely. Now, the food truck has really changed the way you have food at, you know, it's good food.
Exactly.
And, you know, I'm sure there's a few Mexican restaurants here, too, because we are America's best Mexican food here in Tucson. Did you know that?
Gastronomic.
We used to be, 23 miles of Mexican food, and then the Visit Tucson, our sponsor, said, you know what, we're so much, what does that mean anyway? And we said, how about we're America's best Mexican food? And you know what? It's been, what, almost 2 years now? Nobody sued us. So I must say all agree.
I think that's right.
Yeah, we invited them to come over to Charles or wherever, whatever Mexican food, and they're enjoying, you know, and I'm sure we'll have some Mexican food there.
Absolutely.
How do you not? When I got to Old Tucson after the fire, we had three of the best heritage cooks, from Mexico. Mm-hmm. And they did, when I left Old Tucson, they turn that into an ice cream stand. How dare they do that?
Absolutely.
There's Mexican ice cream.
That's right. And you know where those cooks went?
San
Yes, Yelo. There is. Yeah, there's also corn ice cream, which I didn't know either, from the Maíz Festival the other day. But what happened was these three Mexican cooks, Pima County picked them up, because when I joined Pima County, we had a commissary, and every Friday we had Mexican Day. And those three ladies, this is where you needed to be. I think we paid $2 for the meal. You know, it was great. So back to the car show. Now, we're talking about over 500 cars, you know, 500 cars the first year. And then we had to develop some rules.
Well, the first thing I have to say is the car clubs themselves came in and said, we need a car show. And that's what happened. We are not car people. We are business people. So all of Rotary, I think that two, maybe three, knew something about, other than when you put a, you know, when you turn the engine over, it's supposed to start, and it should have air conditioning, because we're in Arizona. But we have all learned a little bit, but we don't have to be car people to organize a car show. And that's one of the things we hear. It's the best organized car show we've ever been in, because we're organizers, we're not car people. However, the car clubs really have helped us, and we've learned along the way. Well, this is working a little bit better. Okay, so we listened to the car clubs. We listened to the car people who said, well, we should have them in chronological order. We should do this or we should do that. And we worked with them. So now it's really like strolling through an engineering historical stroll. Of seeing the magic of America in all of the accents of the cars and the way they've progressed over the years. Our oldest car is a 1914 Model T. That's really cool.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Of course, it's been adjusted into a street rod. So that's been it has a new life now.
Yeah, it's been revitalized.
Yes. Exactly.
That's what they did.
Our oldest stock cars that hasn't been messed with at all, same engine, everything, maybe new tires, a 1936 Auburn 852 Salon Speeder and a 1936 Chrysler Airflow. That's really sweet. Those are wonderful cars. But we have tons of 70s and 80s and 60s. We've got a whole section for Tri-Fi.
And one of a kind, the Franklin.
Franklins are beautiful. Yeah. We actually have a Delahaye. And a Delahaye is a French car a Delahaye 135 MS Coupe. There were only three made. There's only one left. And it's in Tucson at the Tucson Auto Museum. And it's going to be on our field.
Yeah, he mentioned that he's going to have three cars there this year. And you know what else I saw in his museum last night? The Truly Nolan bus has resurfaced and is now on display. Truly Nolan family donated, gave away, sold almost all their cars. They kept a few.
Mm-hmm.
And the Tucson Auto Museum is a benefactor of three of those cars, including the famous Truly Nolan bus.
Exactly.
Very cool. It's a very cool car. I'm not sure what cars will be there. Hopefully that one will be there.
Yeah, we've got some beautiful cars that he's bringing in. But there's also the clubs are still supporting us. And I just want to mention the clubs that we're going to have on display. We have the Franklin Museum, AACA, which is the Antique Automobiles, the Pontiac, Oakland International, Low Riders, which fabulous, have street rods, basically. Mm-hmm. Tucson British Registry has a lot of cars there, and a new one called Old Memories of Southern Arizona, which should be just really, really great. Most of them are stock cars, so those guys are really, really doing well. We have a lot of families that come in, and they want to be together, and it's just, we have Tucson Museum. We have three museums, the Franklin Museum, the Tucson Museum, the Tucson Auto Museum, and the Rolling Through Time Museum.
Yeah, that is our newest car museum with fire trucks and cars and all kinds of
cars. They're going to be at the show.
Joe owns 11, I think, Ace Hardware stores, and he's got this hobby.
Yes, big hobby.
And I they told me how big that building is, but it's a brand new building. It's in South Tucson.
It's on South Park. I think South it's 4700.
Yeah, and it's I wish I remember, but it's tens of thousands of square feet.
It is.
And he's talking about, he has 15 acres, and he's talking about expanding already. You know, so
he needs to. He's running out of room.
Well, Joe, I hope you're listening. We're plugging you here, and we'd love to have you join the Attractions Alliance as well. Get my little plug in there as well. But
the Tucson Auto Museum too is a new one.
We have, they're a member, and Franklin, and they're actually all three of us got together a little bit during the summer, and we're trying to put together a car museum package.
Excellent.
So if you're a car museum, you know, not like Tim, you can go visit all of these museums, you know, and, you know, we're talking about whether it's going to be special prices or gifts or whatever. El Charro restaurant wants to get involved, but we want to really... obviously the 18th, it kind of kicks off the car show season.
It does.
You know, for our high season.
Well, then we could be known about, you know, as we're known for our Mexican food, we could also be known about our antique automobiles.
Yes, absolutely. And I mean, there's no Franklins.
There's no rust here on our cars.
Absolutely.
Tom, it's worth mentioning that the Tucson Auto Museum's grand opening is going to be the weekend after the car show.
Yes, I was there last night, and he mentioned that. So we're going to be right back. More about the car show. This is The Morning Voice, and I'm your host, Tom Olin, and we're with the fine Rotary crew here. Coming up on the 18th of this month. Well, we're back, and we're talking about the Tucson Classic Car Show. Been going on for 18 years. This is the 19th year, and we have the Corraler here. You know, you've heard her talk a little bit, you know, Candy Vactor. She gets these cars in, and it's just unbelievable how we do that. But there's some other things we wanted to talk about. Who's going to start with? Okay, go ahead.
Well, I think we very much want this car show to be a community event for the whole family. And you can think of things that, you know, enhance Tucson, the El Tour de Tucson, the Tucson Festival of Books, the PM Air Museum, and now you've got the Tucson Classics Car Show. So bring the family. This year, we're going to have a petting zoo. So you take the kids, they can go pet a goat or I don't know whatnot, pigs, something. And it's just going to be a great family event.
Yeah, that's important. It's a family activity. Now, I know we were going to get into all the pricing, but isn't there a special price for kids?
Yes, free.
That's pretty special, isn't
yeah.
it? Is that 11 and under or 12 and under?
17 and under.
17 and under.
Kids are free.
Usually those poor teenagers are treated as adults, you know,
when it comes to pricing. The reason is because you have to be 18 or over to enter the raffle.
So
if you're under 18, you can go in free with a paid 18-year-old or above or adult.
Now, we talked about how the car clubs, and there's a lot of them, right?
Yes.
And can you mention a couple of them? Or?
They come in from all over. We've got the, as I said, the Antique American Antique Association.
Okay.
Pontiac Group, the Low Riders, the Tucson British Registry, Old Memories of Southern Arizona. I've got
we have a
Corvette, yes. The Sonoran Corvette Club. We've got people
my favorite, the Cobra Club.
The Cobra Club.
I have one.
And we have beautiful cobras. Cobra. We have 12 cobras this year. It's fabulous.
Okay. And we have a couple of signature cars, David, right?
We do. We have a couple of feature cars.
Okay.
So from the Tucson Auto Museum, these two cars are manufactured by the E.L. Cord Corporation. And this one is the Cord, and it's a 1937 Sportsman. And it's just a beautiful car. You know, the Cord was one of the only front-wheel drive cars around. And so it had some very unique engineering to it. And it's just beautifully restored and a wonderful car. We also have a car that is owned by one of my childhood friends. And it's a 1933 Auburn Salon V12 Speedster. And only four were ever manufactured and only five are still in existence. And he has one. So he's bringing it down from Visalia, California, and it's going to be a great time.
And you said in part of the talk this morning that is the car clubs think this is the most organized car show.
That's what they tell us.
Share a little bit about why they're saying that.
I think it's because of the way we actually organize the different classes. Everybody gets, and that's a competition as well.
Yes.
You know, you get first, second, and third in every class, and first place gets $100. The others get
and
plaques.
And right?
They all get plaques and a
they
trophy.
Love
There's a $1,000 best in show.
Yeah.
We have two best in shows. We have one for stock cars, and we also have one for modified cars. So we have both.
Oh.
And by the way, next to those beautiful cars that Dave just suggested, right in front of the Classics Club, which is a really great little area that you serves food and wine and whatever. It's just a little extra that you can get in there. We're also going to have three of the last Best in Show cars on display there.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It's really great. So one of them is a Hupmobile, one of them is a Apache truck, and all modified, beautiful. And the other one is also modified 1955 Chevy. So
I'm sitting here thinking about all the cars that are out there and the ingenuity and the creativity. Think about it. You know, we didn't have cars.
That's right.
In the early 1900s, there was people tinkering around with airplanes and steam powered cars and stuff like that. And then you go out to there and you go like, my God, these people, where were they? Where was their head? And I don't know how they did it, but boy, you can come out and see it.
I don't think anything has changed American culture more than the automobile.
I would agree.
And it is such an art show in addition to a car show.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, people tell me, I really don't like car shows. And I said, well, look at it as an art show.
Yes.
Because the expression of art and creativity in these cars is absolutely amazing.
Well said, David. And the way they take care of these cars, and everybody knows each other, of course, because they travel. But it is a friendly competition.
It is.
And $1,000 is not something to sneeze about.
No.
The best the best of show.
That's right. There's some other things too. What's really interesting, though, we had to learn that when, and we'll talk about how we fill the field.
Yes.
But one of the things is our volunteers are not allowed to touch a car. And they wear white gloves.
Yes, I see. Tim, you told me about that. Don't touch the car.
Candy told me that
was my father. Every year when I would take him, he would put his hands on the car to look. He'd put them on the hood to look into the inside. And he would get yelled at, and I would have to pull him aside and say, Dad, you can't touch the car. It's very important.
I just want to sit in the car. That's all I want.
Hey, there are
I want to drive the car. That's even better.
But there are several owners that are on the field that will allow you to sit in their cars.
Tom, so, you can come sit in my car if you want. Right, we'll take a picture.
It's great. It's wonderful. Yeah, I didn't know you had that car. So that's great. You know, of course, I'm working, and then I get off for about an hour before. So I do have some time to go around. So we got a few minutes. How do you get these cars in? I mean, this is amazing.
It is a ballet. First of all,
I've actually volunteered for.
Oh, good.
Dr. Lisa Fogel.
Yes.
She was in charge of parking the cars.
Yeah.
And I came out at 5 a.m. and it was a well-oiled machine. You guys are amazing.
Thank you.
That was back in the 2000s.
Yeah,
I hope you do it again this year.
Yes,
come on.
You can come back and volunteer this year. We're a little short on people.
So tell us how this happens now.
Okay, first of all, registration for the car show starts in January.
Okay.
It's all online. It was totally full with over 400 cars by August 1st. We have a wait list of over 100 cars. If somebody cancels, we fill it from the wait list. They get a postcard, that everybody gets a postcard at least 2 weeks before the show saying, this is the time we want you to come. So everybody's on a 30-minute level. So we start at, actually we have to start at 6:30 because that's when the sun is up. Before that, we're there before, but it's still dark. So at 6:30, every 30 minutes, a new group comes in. They come down Craycroft. It goes so fast, because we're very sensitive that we don't make the cars too hot. We don't want anybody boiling over. So we come in, they check in. They've got a blue and a gold area. So we split the field in two, and we fill this grass double soccer field at the Gregory School. We start at the east end and mid-level, and then move west. And it's in 2.5 hours, we slot 430 cars.
With lots of volunteers helping.
Yes.
And it is magic, isn't it?
It is magic. It is so cool. It's just like a ballet.
Now, when the show is over, it's chaos or
no,
still
they,
magic?
You know what? Everyone is so polite, and okay. Everyone knows that if they even touch another car, that there's thousands of dollars in front of them, or in many times $1 million. I mean, you look at that field, and I would not even hesitate a guess at the dollars on that field. But everyone's very respectful. They all leave area. We have the police there that we hire to make sure that they do the traffic properly on Craycroft to get off. And it's a one-day show.
Yeah.
This one-day show, we make like $250,000 to $300,000 that we give away to
now,
charities.
The parking lots open at what time?
Parking lots open at about 9:30.
Okay, and then
the show opens at 10.
And there's so much to do there. It's more than just a car show.
It's a festival.
It's a whole festival, great food, and of course, people, 20,000 folks, and the fields can take it. It's great. Well, we got one break left. We're going to talk about the tickets and how you can also get involved with the volunteers. This is The Morning Voice. I'm your host, Tom Moulton, and we'll be right back with the all about the Tucson Classic Car Show being held on the 18th. Begins at 10 o'clock.
Excellent.
All right, here we're back. Do we have any GTOs?
We have GTOs.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Got to ask that question. Hey, Timmy, real quick, because we're running out of time. If you're okay with, I'm just going to mention a couple of events. Timmy, don't mean to steal your thunder. Are you okay with that, sir?
No, that's quite all right.
Okay, so we talked about Graham County Fair. We talked about, we want to make sure that people know the Graham County Fair is going on October 9th through the 12th at the Graham County Fairgrounds. Keep our friends from Southern Arizona happy. Nightfall at Old Tucson continues tonight. Special price on Thursdays. Clowns are on the loose at Old Tucson, and fear is fun. That's what they tell me.
Fear is fun.
I'm going Friday, and I got a VIP package. For Friday, and we're going to have Old Tucson back here next week, and we're going to do a clown show. In other words, the clowns, Matt.
Right. Now, as you know, I'm scared of clowns.
Yes.
So I'll
well, that is well documented, sir.
Yeah, you don't want to turn on your YouTube, but they're going to be on their loose, Matt, and they're going to take over the station, and I think the...
Insert joke here about clown show, but I won't do that.
Dr. Hyde is going to come to my rescue, if you believe that or not. All right, so we got a few things we got to talk about. Let's talk a little bit about how do you get your tickets and what the price of the tickets are.
There are three ways to get tickets in this last, 10 days. One is you can buy tickets online at TucsonClassicsCarShow.com.
Until the 13th.
Until the...
13th.
And they're mailed to you?
Either way, okay. You have to buy it today.
Buy it today. Okay. Go buy it today.
And you can get it mailed to you. But if you buy it online, then your ticket is emailed to you, and the raffle stub is actually printed by Cirrus Media, and it is entered for you. So you don't get to tear it off.
Oh, okay.
Because
you want to make sure that raffle ticket gets in the bucket at the day of.
Oh, yeah.
Or at one of the festivals that you're going to be at this weekend.
Yes, and so
it's automatically entered.
Yeah, that one, the online is automatically entered. Yes. So that's so convenient.
Yes, it is. You can buy tickets on the 17th at Tucson Meet Yourself. We will have a group of people down there all day long selling car show tickets, and the Corvette will be on display there as well.
Yeah, and that starts for lunchtime, right? Pretty much.
Starts at 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock, and you go out there. Where are you going to be?
We don't know yet.
Okay.
But we believe it's going to be on Pennington, just Pennington and Church.
Look for a big bright red Corvette.
Torch red Corvette, and you'll find it.
Are we going to have tickets at the event? And if you come to the car show, can you buy a ticket?
I'm going to be in tickets, right?
That's the third way you can buy tickets.
That's an admission ticket and your ticket to win the Corvette.
That's right.
You get to meet Tom.
The show.
Is Mutz going to be there? Can I get my brush?
Yes, Mutz will be there.
All right. Now I'm happy.
I don't know what that is.
Mutz is one of the food trucks.
Oh, Mutz is a food truck.
Oh, yeah.
Mutz will be there.
All right.
Yes.
Mutz, I'll be there, and I want. What do they have to eat?
Food.
Okay. All right.
Brought sausages, hamburgers.
Oh, that's great. Listen, stuff from Wisconsin. This is a plug for you. Now we want to make sure you have food for all this whole committee here.
So you can buy tickets at the event all the way up until 3:15.
Okay. Websites.
TucsonClassicsCarShow.com.
Okay, and if you want to, there's still time to sign up as a volunteer.
There is.
Okay, now, Doctor, the future.
The future. Well, first point, next year's car, we already have it, is going to be a white Corvette. Dave likes red, so we're going to have a white one next time.
Is that little speckles in it, like a shine?
No, probably. My name is Dave White. Why didn't I get the white one?
Dave Red, that makes more sense.
You can buy a ticket. You're allowed.
Okay. White Corvette next year.
What year Corvette?
2026.
Oh, a brand new one.
It's brand new.
Wow.
This is a brand new car, right? The one we have
now? Yes, it is.
The 2025 is a brand new car.
And there's the engine's in the center of the car.
It's a mid-engine design.
Mid-engine, they call that.
Yep.
Okay. What do I?
Very cool.
Okay.
And then ideas, we have all kinds of ideas for future shows. I would like to see maybe a motorcycle section.
Oh, yes.
Antique motorcycles.
What do you think, Tim? You think that's a good idea? Okay.
We have a motorcycle club that is actually asked to do that, and we did have it 1 year.
I think that would be cool.
Yeah.
Old Pueblo Harley.
Harley's going to get behind. Old Pueblo Harley has committed to be a sponsor next year. That's great.
And help bring those motorcycles in.
Yeah. Right. So I think that might be popular. We'll talk about it.
My neighbor here
Timmy, we're out of time.
This has been a great day.
I want to thank the Rotarian crew here. Car show coming up on the 18th. Lots, over 430 cars. We broke news today. Next week, we're going to be, the clowns are taking over from Old Tucson. Love to have you back. Thank you so much. Enjoy the car show, and thank you again to all the folks here, the Rotary Car Show team.
We'll see you at the car show.
See you there.
See you there.
This is the Morning Voice.